prison again. He served his 28-year minimum term, but the parole board ruled in December he should stay locked up for the rape and murders of 15-year-olds Dawn Ashton and Linda Mann in the 80s. He's now been given the right to appeal because reasons for disagreeing with his offender manager's recommendation weren't given. Saba Chowdhury has more.
The Lord Chancellor has requested an urgent meeting with the parole board for them to reconsider. In the meantime, though, Pitchfork will remain in prison.
Police are looking for a suspect after a noxious substance was thrown at a man's head in a graveyard in Kent. The victim's in hospital with burns after the attack in Ramsgate last night. The US president is being accused of using derogatory language about the Israeli prime minister in private. Sources have told NBC that Joe Biden is growing frustrated with Benjamin Netanyahu's military tactics in Gaza. Meanwhile, the head of the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees in Gaza says he has no intention of resigning over Israel's claims that some employees were involved in the October the 7th Hamas attacks. 12 staff members were fired and several countries have pulled funding. But Philippe Lazzarini says he's going nowhere.
We have one government calling for the resignation. We might have other voices, but I haven't heard any other government. For the time being, as long as I do believe we can continue to make a difference, I will continue to do this.
World Athletics President Sebastian Coe says marathon world record holder Kelvin Kiptum leaves an incredible legacy following his death at the age of 24. He was killed along with his coach in a car crash in Kenya. This year's BAFTAs host David Tennant has teased that Catherine Tate could make an appearance. The Film Awards take place on Sunday in London. And that's the latest. I'm Simon English.
Thanks, Simon.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, tonight we're going to be seeing lengthy spells to start with, but later on, areas of cloud will gradually build in from the west, but there will still be a few clear spells, with chance of the odd shower developing, and overnight lows of 3. Now, heading over to Tuesday morning, we will see a mix of cloud and bright spells in the afternoon. Clouds will thicken, though, with rain developing late in the day, and highs of 10.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
I let you push me past the breaking point. I stood for nothing, so I fell for everything. You held me down, but I got up, already brushing.
Katy Perry, don't you feel empowered? You feel like you're going to do one of those power stances, you know, when you're standing up upright with your legs slightly apart and then you've got your hands on your hip like it's a Superman pose. That's what that song does to me. Again, giving away far too much information there, but now to one of our favourite Essex girls. And then we're going to be hearing from the Specials. This is something that no one has ever said to me, unfortunately.
Anyway, let's get down to it. My name's Neville Staples. I'm from The Specials, and you're listening to Phoenix FM.
Future, time you straighten right.
message to you, Rudy, with the specials, introduced by Neville Staples. How good was that? Right, now, do you know what? We've got so much coming up on Drive this week. I'm going to tell you, guess we've got coming up. So we've got Sally Sykes and Karen Cole from Essex Business Partnerships. You know, they pop in once a month just to catch us up on all the amazing things that they're doing. And sometimes they bring along a guest with them. Well, not just one, but two guests tomorrow. Packed show, as I say. So we've got Emma Backshall from Revive Fitness and Wellbeing, and also Sue Porter of the Wellbeing Clinic. So they'll all be coming in to talk about not just Essex Business Partnerships, but obviously all about their wonderful ventures as well. And on Thursday is usually, yes, after 5 p.m, Michelle Spencer is in the studio about mindfulness and well-being. And you can all catch up episodes, as I call them, on that as well, on the phoenixfm.com website. And on the Friday, we've got another Drive Live session. It's singer-songwriter Nish Faith. She's going to be performing live in the studio. I've never actually seen her live, to be fair. She ended up actually being the Drive's track of the week a few weeks ago, and got in touch and just like, yeah, come over and just play live for us in the studio. So that is all coming up this week on Drive with my guests. But now we're going to have an advert in a second, but it's 5:15, and you know what I've not done already, didn't you? The guess the intro.
Guess the intro.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0777 6009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Jim Cregan's birthday today of one of the favourite bands back in the day. Bare Naked Ladies, 1 week. If it's your birthday as well, hope you are having a fabulous day.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get that together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room, I realised it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you yesterday. Forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it, now I'll watch a hoodwink. Does it make you stop, think? You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the shallot Swiss, I like the sushi, cause it's never touch a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Speak like Leanne rhymes, because I'm all about value. Bert Kemper's got the mad hits. You try to match wits, you try to hold me but I bust through. Can I make a break and take a pick? I like a sink and ache and shake, I like vanilla. It's the finest of the flavors. If you see the show, cause then you'll know the vertigo is gonna go, cause it's so dangerous. You'll have to sign a waiver. Can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, well you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of taking off my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Threw your arms in the air and said you're crazy. 5 days since you tackled me. I still got the red burns on both my knees. It's been 3 days since the afternoon. You realize it's not my fault, but a moment too soon. Yesterday you'd forgiven me, and now I'll sit back and wait till you say you're sorry. Chinese chicken, you have a drumstick and your brain stops sticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on, with all our maisons. I hope the smoky man's in this one like Harrison Ford. I'm getting frantic, like Sting a pen trick, like Snickers guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. Okay, I don't make films, but if I did, they'd have a samurai. Gonna get a set of better clubs, gonna find the kind with tiny enough to so my irons are always flying off the backswing. Gonna get into my Sailor Moon, cause that cartoon has got the boom anime babes that make me think the wrong thing. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of losing my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Dropped your eyes to the sides and said I'm sorry. 5 days since I laughed at you and said you just did just what I thought you were gonna do. 3 days since the living room, we realized we're both to blame, but what did we do? Yesterday you just smiled at me. Cause it'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry.
Bare Naked Ladies, 1 week. Oh, there's another birthday as well that I can't forget because it's one of the most beautiful voices that you could ever hear come out of a man's mouth. It's ridiculous. It's such a good one. Born this day in 1952, Grammy Award winning singer-songwriter, or I should say, Michael McDonald. So I have chosen one of my favourites. I know, naughty of me, but this is Doobie Brothers with What a Fool Believes.
See to be.
track that is. What a Fool Believes. And a great one for the quiz, actually. Michael McDonald co-wrote that with Footloose's Kenny Loggins. There you go.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Well, the M25 clockwise, slow traffic still approaching the M11 junction 27. M11 northbound with the accident at junction 26 on the M25 turn off is causing delays back to junction 5. That's Loughton, even though all lanes are open. Now, Rittle, the green is closed between Lodge Road and Lordship Road due to a gas works. Actually, local diversions are in place there. Now, if you're heading out on the A13, Newham Way westbound partially blocked, delays due to broken down bus before the 406 North Circular Road in Beckton roundabout. And Battlesbridge, Hawk Hill, both ways closed due to flooding, and the railway station due to flooding all around there. A130 at Retterden Turnpike. A12 northbound slow traffic between Gallywood and Boreham. A127 eastbound slow traffic between Junction 29 and Hathaway House. A13 eastbound slow traffic between Stanley Hope and the Five Bells Interchange. Also, a little bit closer to home, we are looking at Brentwood with a slow traffic on the Ongar Road, Shenfield Road and Ingrave Road towards the High Street and Wilson's Corner, and Billericay's A129 London Road. Really slow there now due to the roadworks between Mount Nessing Road and the A176. Rail is looking again, yes, okay for us, but on the tube, unfortunately, yes, there's no service on the Bakerloo line between Queen's Park and Harrow and Wilson. Minor delays still on the Central line. Underground station is closed on Northern line at Kentish Town. And finally, no service on the Piccadilly line between Acton Town and Heathrow Airport, all due to engineering works. That's it from the travel updates from me.
Stay bold and lonely. I dream I'm your one and only.
Catatonia, Mulder and Scully. You know, I love voices when they keep their own accents as well. So you can actually hear sort of like all the tint of the Welsh accent coming out there. Love that. Catatonia. Tonya even with Mulder and Scully. Now, Sabrina Carpenter, she is a fabulous singer-songwriter, but also she was an actress. Actually, first people sort of were aware of her from there was a Girl Meets World. I think it went on for about four seasons or something like that. But yeah, this is her latest track, it's Feather.
Like that, I'm your dream come true. When it's on a platter for you, then you pull back. When I try to make plans more than 2 hours in advance, slam the door, ignore. Saying no, 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 no. Got you blocked after this and after that.
Sorry for your loss.
Joe Bailey on Phoenix FM.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. Something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind, hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. Mm-hmm.
something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Green Day, Good Riddance, Time of Your Life. And actually, I'm going to be playing Sheryl Crow, the brand new track from hers, Alarm Clock, from the Phoenix FM A-list. And it just reminded me, there was a news thing I read recently, right? So speaking of clocks, it was like 13, 14-year-old kids, I think it were, they're unable to actually tell time from like a normal analogue clock because they use smartphones and things like their tablets and stuff like that. So there was a new study out, and it showed that the school found that the problem was so bad that there was a portion of pupils that can't read clocks at all in the classrooms, you know, like the old school clocks we used to have. That's a huge problem that they're having. So obviously you think about it, how's that going to work out when they're in exams as well, right? So what some of the teachers have been doing, they've actually banned digital devices. So kids are going to learn to read analog clocks again. Well, hopefully anyway. So a lot of them have actually completely replaced all the big clocks as well and put all in exam halls with digital ones in to help students in case they still have trouble reading the old analog clocks. Well, who'd have thought that? But I don't know. But maybe Sheryl Crow did. I'm not sure. Sheryl Crow. Now, sitting opposite me, we have the lovely Andy Gardner. Hello, Ant.
Oh. Hello, Joe.
That was all a bit quick, wasn't it, there?
Oh, that's better.
Can you hear?
Yeah,
I didn't turn you up. I didn't do it on purpose, I promise. It's not April Fool's or anything. No. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good. A bit late in studio because I had hiccups. I couldn't get rid of it.
Oh, no, you're kidding.
So now it's gone. Yeah.
But at least it's now. Because if it would have been like an hour later, you would have been in trouble, right?
Yeah.
So what you got coming up today? I can see all your papers everywhere. Another 30-odd songs,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, of course you've got it, yeah. I've got Album of the Week this week from a band from Toronto called Ducks Limited, who've had an Album of the Week on my show before. Also got the return of Alex McCarter. I love Alex. She's relatively unknown, really. She's from Texas, but she should be massive. I've also got Stevie Bill. Do you know Stevie Bill?
Go on.
Yeah, she's currently touring with Neve Ella around the UK. A good new one from her. Actually, two tracks, but one I can't play because of the language, so I've gone for the other one. Usual problem.
I know, I wish they'd sort that out, didn't you, to do a radio edit.
Yeah, I know you weren't here last week, so I've got another play of some artists that I played last week, Austell, who was here in the studio.
Yeah.
Also, new Grace Calver and Josie Beth, who I know you've played on your show.
Nice, yeah.
New Yard Act, and another one from the last Dinner Party album, which is number one in the charts.
I know, I'm just loving that even more.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah.
It just seems like, because you know when artists are really good, especially when you see them live, and you're like, no, they're going to, in a couple of years, they're going to explode. But it was really quick, wasn't it, for them as well?
I know, it was, yeah.
So, yeah, they're more kind of performance artists as well. Yeah. I think that's what's sort of like, it's the whole
put on a show.
Package,
yeah,
literally.
That's right.
Talking of the whole package, Car Park's got a new one coming out soon.
Yeah, on Friday, there's a whole EP, isn't there, Friday?
Yeah, I can't wait for that. So, the 12 o'clock, I'll be there at night now. Hopefully, I'll get a sneak peek and be playing that next week. But, yeah, brilliant one, Andy. Also, I don't suppose you got to see any football the weekend, did you?
Well, I was here covering John's show on Saturday.
Me, how did I not know? I'm doing normally listening.
It worked out okay because I was originally going to go to the Brentwood match just across the way here, but that one was called off early doors. But I'd already said to Paul I'd cover the show. John was away. So, no football. I did go to the Billericay Town Women yesterday.
Yeah.
A late 1-1 draw against the MK Dons. And I actually missed the equaliser because I had to leave early because there was a gig in the high street at Chequers to see the young blues man, Jack Austin Despy.
Goodness
who
me.
Bob Simpson's had on his show. He's only 16, but he's an incredible blues guitarist.
Nice.
So I did that as well. Well, in the afternoon.
Oh, well, you was busy, I was busy yesterday. I did stay for the fall.
I was going to say, was you one of those that left? Because there was no trains. I think a lot of people were taking advantage of that, and because everyone had to go to Newbury Park, didn't they? And then on to Shenfield,
There was loads of other ways around on the district lines. But I think the thing is, with the pictures, we're talking about West Ham versus Arsenal, and there was a lot of pictures. Now, a lot of it seemed like it was absolute crowds and crowds and crowds leaving.
Yeah.
But actually, that's the bit where I'm normally standing about to have a little drink and a chat up and catch up with all my friends locally. Mm. Around that area, but there was quite a few did leave the stadium. To be fair, I walked out and about 5 minutes before half time, I thought, no, we're 2-0 down, it's fine. I'm going to relax for a couple of minutes, I'm going to go out, calm myself down, come back in, and we'll have a lovely rest of the afternoon. As I'm walking out, there was a goal went in, and then as soon as I went to get me a drink, there was another one, and then the whistle blew, came back. I was like, what's going on? My phone, it's like 4-0, how come? I was only 2 minutes away. And then, so it wasn't a great one to be fair.
No, not good.
But there we go. No, actually, there was a regular listener is an Arsenal fan. Andy, you'll appreciate this, and they asked for a request. I couldn't play it the first hour because it was too much for me. But it was Ice Baby. That's really anyway. So Andy, you're coming up 6 o'clock almost in about 10 or 11 minutes.
Right.
Goodness me, Garnet, what you got here for your dinner today?
No,
I've got your green apple.
Yeah.
What else we got
I've
in
got
the studio?
Nice little chocolate treat there.
Chocolate treat as well. I do love to know what you're eating. Obviously, at me, it's a lovely. At least it's not crisp this time. It's very noisy.
No, I've had those out in the car,
Now let's have another listen to guess the intro. I'm sure Andy knows this one as well. And then we'll have the ads.
Guess the intro.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
The team at St Francis Hospice are challenging you to get outdoors and make a difference by taking on the Walk 100 Challenge. Simply walk 100K in March, in your own time and at your own pace. All in aid of your local hospice. Visit the St Francis Hospice Facebook page. You can find all the details you need and sign up for the Walk 100 Challenge.
At the Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Right, I forgot to mention what the Shake It Off song is, but it doesn't matter, because it's here now.
Legend of the Phoenix, all ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force from the beginning. Love. And has no ribbon. Your gift keeps on giving. What is this I'm feeling? If you wanna leave, I'm with it.
We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night.
punk. Get lucky. So don't forget tonight, coming up soon. My voice went even when I said that then as well. Under the Radar, Andy Gardner. 2 hours of indie and alt tunes. You've heard what's coming up. Do not miss it. Turn It Up, as we do as well, at 8 p.m. with Vixter. 2 hours of electronic dance music to broaden your horizons. And the new boy is in the house, literally in the old school house, Casol and Funk with Cameron Hughes. Now, this is his second show, so make sure you tune in. Now, make sure you tune in tomorrow, because I've got some brilliant guests coming up as well from Essex Business Partnerships. We've got great musics, and I've got a couple of requests as well that I've got to play out. But thank you so much for listening in. Hang around for Andy. I'm going to play out with, yeah, the guest, the intro, Hot Chocolate, You Sexy Thing. Have a brilliant night, no matter what you're doing. Bye.
So thank you. I believe in miracles. Since you came along, you sex a thing.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Every Monday, 8 till 10 p.m. Tune into my show. Turn It Up with Vixter. Playing you the latest in electronic music. With updates on gigs, live DJ sets, new releases, and my track of the week. Turn It Up with Vixter. Every Monday, 8 till 10 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.